And the man said, how did he start that? He was on the campaign team for a particular president. And his job was to kind of, you know, try and get the black voters. So how was he doing it? He was researching the lives of influential black men. Do you understand the point? That is, he wants to encourage the black people. So he researched out the lives of influential black people before that time. Now, after doing it, the guy realized that, look, this thing gives pride to the black man, because the black man is a descendant of a slave, and the white man rubs it in all the time. Do you understand my point? Genetically, there is nothing superior in a white man's brain. And at least now we know it, right? Because when our guys who trained, you know, when you walk in Nigeria with the ambient temperature, you understand what I mean? With everywhere so hot, and you can learn. When you get to everywhere in school, you learn faster. Your brain is already tuned to high gear. No, it's true. When our guys perform against other guys there, after training here, they do very well. Because with all the audiovisuals and everything they give them there, here, you learn your book by imagination, by meditation and prayer, you will understand something. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you see medical students that are learning histology, they don't have microscopes. So when they describe a neutrophy for you, your frontal lobe will wake up to construct the photograph in the air. Believe me. So when you not get to where the audiovisual, everything is there, you just go to the library, you tell them that there's this part, they just bring CDs for you, say, okay, this is it, and you are, what? You go learn so fast that they will now look and say, wow, genius. It's not genius, my brother, and I had times. I mean, you've been trained. Why do you think all those guys from high countries, they do very well in marathon? If those who train for long distance, they know the best place to train for athletes is on the mountains. For those who don't know, oxygen tension there is very low. Level of oxygen up there is very low. So when you perform with low oxygen tension, when they now bring you down to high oxygen tension, you could just run like gazelle. Nobody could fit catch you. That's the principle. You are getting what I'm trying to say here. So the man realized then that a lot of black people didn't have, they were not proud, you know. That's why words like I'm black and proud came out. You know, I don't hear from my mouth. To me, I'm just black. I'm just a human being. I'm just black. All this I'm black and proud is when you are coming out from an unproud background. You want to psych yourself into being proud. So the man was trying to make them proud. Do you understand the principle? So he began to research and to publish things that will make other people successful in life. Are you getting the point? Now, when he started, of course, nobody believed. Like I told you, ideas was what he had to sell. And nobody agreed. Because they didn't see. I mean, the black people were perceived as not being a high-income earning group, so they won't spend much money on stuff like that. You are getting the principle. They won't spend much money on stuff like that. So the man tried. During the 50th anniversary of Ebony, he said he wanted to thank three men who made it possible for him to be the sole owner. What did they do? He approached them for money and they refused. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You are getting the point. Then, because he was the sole owner, he approached them to invest money. Buy the vision chip, they refused. So he had to borrow $500 using his mother's furniture as collateral. Now, you are getting the point I'm making here. What I'm bringing out is the fact that he was doing it not so as to make money. He was doing it not primarily to make money, but to give pride to his people. And that was what God blessed. Do you understand my point? It was that thing in him, desiring to bless people. That was what God blessed. You know, the same person who gave me that mag, you know, one day we were speaking on the phone, and I mentioned the story of this woman, my very good example, Mary Kay Ash. There was something that I noticed also in her life exactly like this. You know, she never tried to make money. She worked as hard as everybody else and retired from working and said that I have learned how not to do business, how to manage people, how to run a marketing company, how to do well, and, you know, how to treat your people well. He said, but unfortunately, now she wrote everything in a book. Are you getting my point? But she said that nobody will agree to read a book written by nobody. Do you get it? Do you understand that? Like, why should anybody read a book written by a nobody like herself? So he said, okay, the only way to get people to learn this thing is to practice it first. So she started a company with one aim in mind to give pride again, let me use that same word, to the women folk. So that women could labor, you understand, and be proud of themselves while putting God first. Those are her principles. God had to be first, family had to be second, and then the career would be third. Very unlike what we see around these days. One day when I told somebody that when my wife delivers, she's going to stop working where she was working. He said, what about her career? I said, her career is that she married me and she's having children. You don't know that's a career? I said, listen, it's not as if it is wrong to work. The point is that if you wake up 7 a.m. and come back home till midnight, the Bible says it is vain. Is that not so? Why should you continue in vanity? It is vain for a man to rise, worse for a woman actually, to rise up at 7 a.m. No, rise up at 6, get to work at 7 and come back at 10 p.m. No, it's not good. Now the woman said, listen, that is not good. That God will be first, their families will be second, that the home is primarily the responsibility of the woman. So she wanted a business that would give them that time also. Especially because she needed it when she was working. I heard that when she died, I heard that for the first time, I have not confirmed it. They said Mike Murdoch said that she had $3 billion in her account. You know, that's very unusual. You know, that is near impossible. Now, I have not researched that, but somebody quoted it that they said the liquidity that she had when she was dying was $3 billion. Listen, most of the people you call billionaires in America don't have that. Those, their own values are the values of their companies. Her company went public once, she pulled it out of the public sphere. You know her reason? She said they were going to dilute her values. The reason being that her values were not in keeping with the values of the world. I used to tell people that if I own a company, it's not going public. If it goes public, another company will go public that will own 49% maximum of the shares of the company I have. Why? Because I know I'm going to be operating principles that if Accenture were to come and look, they will say you are losing money. And you know, but you know the interesting part? These are the principles that will sustain the business because life is spiritual. One man I was watching on TV once, I think he's a Christian. He started what he called Integrity Marketing Company. You know why he used the name of the company, Integrity Marketing? Because he found that marketing was done primarily to make money. That the people are not telling the truth. Their watchword in that company is what? Integrity. Anything you say must be true and absolutely true. In fact, Mary Kay asked, she started it that time. If you use our products and you don't like it, return it, will give you your money back fully. You know why she did that? She was confident in what she was selling. And that if it's not doing you good, you shouldn't use it. People can say that because they are not in this thing for money. At the end of the day, she died leaving liquidity, $3 billion. Listen, if Bill Gates wants $3 billion, he will sweat. No, I'm not joking about that. You know if he wants $3 billion, you know the easiest way for him to get it? Should I tell you? You go and buy a loan, you take a loan. No, for those of you who don't know business, that's how they do it. You walk to a bank, tell me, give me $3 billion. You know why he won't sell his shares? You know why? The price will crash. You want to raise $3 billion from sale of shares, the price will nosedive. Let me just educate those who don't know. Because the market senses that you have lost confidence in your own business. They will be the first to offload, not you. Now, are you getting the point I'm making? Now, this is life. This is life. That the men who really succeed, Jesus said, those that will lose their lives are the ones that will find it. Now, if you are going to do business like this, now, which is the proper way to do business? That is the proper way. Now, if you are going to do it like that, listen to me, people will not agree with you when you are starting. But God says, the only way I will teach them is when I make you a success. And everybody's learning it now. All of them now have money back guarantees. Because if you don't give a money back guarantee, nobody's will patronize you. It's very common abroad now, money back guarantees. But when some people started it, it was insane. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is when we say the mountain of the house of the Lord will be exalted above all the hills and all the nations will flow to it. We are saying that you will use principles that are godly, but the world does not understand. Do you understand what I'm saying? That it should not be in agreement with sound principles. This man also impressed me. Second richest man in the world, Warren Buffett. Said Chairman Buffett will look and say, this principle doesn't make sense. Now, listen to me. Everybody's practicing it. The biggest companies are practicing it. The biggest accounting firms are saying it's all right. The man looks and says, this thing is senseless. They realize that Chairman Buffett was right. Then they start writing accounting books again. And they start teaching new principles in school. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because a man has brought out new light. What I'm preaching is this. That the purpose of God for his church is for them to bring forth what? New light. Not to be doing everything like the world. Listen, if you have... I told you before, maybe we'll discuss that again another time. When we're talking about God stirring up your spirit. One of the things that God will do when he's stirring up your spirit will give you very silly, in quote, ideas. Listen to that message I preached. The one I told I preached in church on Wednesday. Look, I got an understanding there while I was speaking. When the Bible says that the foolishness of God is wiser than men. He wasn't saying that when God is doing foolishly, what he's doing is wiser than the things of men. God does never do foolishly. You know what he was saying? When a man obeying God is doing things that are senseless, his results will be better than the wisest ones from men. That's what he was saying. That is, you observe what he's doing, this thing is madness. I heard the story long ago, not really read, about R.G. Letourneau, the man who used to invent earth-moving machines. And when I was reading that story, they remarked that after he sold his company for, in those days, maybe close to $100 million, they remarked that the man did something very silly. He gave out all the money to missions. They didn't understand that that's why the man never went down. Do you get my point? Remember what we discussed about the priestly corner of life? Remember that discussion? We said that in Israel, they had a law. They had a priesthood. They had their sacrifices. Their prosperity was dependent upon following those laws and maintaining that priesthood. Do you understand my point? Now, so if Philips Consulting or Accenture or one of those companies had gone there those days, or is it Solomon Brothers, all those people, and they have seen Israel do things, they would have said, these people are wasteful. Listen to how it will go. 7 days of the week, there is a day you must not work. Not only must you not work, you must not even light a fire. They started having what they call Sabbath days journeys, days in which you must not go far. A man should be productive. Do you know the number of man hours they lose every day? Do you get my point? Every week. He said, when you are harvesting your crops, I discussed some of this in that table I was referring to. He said, when you are harvesting, as you are going one way, don't turn back. Anything that drops is lost. God said, that's how the widows and the fatherless and the strangers and those that don't have their own land, that's how they will get food. He said, 3 times a year, you must leave everything you are doing and travel to go and appear in the presence of the Lord. These are really jobless people, don't you think so? Not only that, you will take 10% of everything you have earned for the year and squander, not the proper word is squander, and squander it in what you call offering to the Lord. You go there, you will kill cow. And by the way, the choicest of the cattle, you brought it to kill for nothing. There is no accounting firm that will not prophesy bankruptcy upon your head. No, are you getting what I'm saying? There is no accounting firm that will analyze that will not say the MD of this company is mad. That was why Mary Kay Ash pulled her company out of the public sector. You know what I mean by public sector now? She bought back, they had done an IPO. After some time, they raised money and bought back all the shares. Say, no, if we leave this thing like this, these men of the world, they will dilute the principles upon which this thing is founded. Do you get my point? Now, Israel, why losing like this? God said, as long as you keep on doing this foolishness of God, there's no nation around that will be as strong as you are. There will be no nation around that will be as rich as you are. As long as your foolishness does not stop. But the day you become reasonable, they now invent a combined harvester that automatically goes over the field twice. Do you know what I'm trying to say? As the front is harvesting, the back is harvesting, so that there is no gleaning for the poor. God will nod. So this special combined harvester harvests to the very edges, you know, because the law in Israel that you are not supposed to harvest to the edges of your field. You know that. You're not supposed to harvest to the very edges, the corners. It's a very good. Meanwhile, in this village, we shall appoint representatives who shall go to Jerusalem. The rest of us must continue to work. You know, communism. Work. Work. We shall run 24-hour shifts. That is, some men work in the morning, some work at night. They tried that. No, I'm serious. Stalin tried all of these things, thinking that God was foolish. Meanwhile, he was the one that was foolish. When you finish, God will do like this. You just blink, small blink. The sky says, I know they fall again. Rain, know they fall again. Next season, you will plow. You will wait for rain. The rain will not come. God said, you have forgotten that you can plant. You can plant if you like. But I'm the one that gives the increase. Are you getting my principle here? God said, you can plant to, if you like, even irrigate. But increase comes from my hand. He said, oh, you think there are no more locusts? I am the one holding back locusts. The day you to stop, you start holding back the things that I say you should return to me through the widows, through the fatherless, through the strangers, through the priesthood. You know what I do also? I release the locusts. You know, remember what he told them? He said, the temple of the Lord will not be built. He said, no problem. You see, have you noticed that when you collect money, you put it into your pocket, when you check it later, one thief don't collect your mobile phone. That you put into pockets with holes. God said, look, there's balance in life. I'm the one that has been plugging the place where you have been losing. And this is the principle. Listen to me. Accenture won't understand this. PricewaterhouseCoopers and Neil Gundy, all of them put together, will not understand this. Are you getting my point? They are biblical principles which God says the only way I can establish it on the earth is through my church. What I wanted to preach today, our time is really gone. We'll continue on next time. Is this matter of setting a standard of righteousness for your generation. Do you follow what I'm saying? That is, when you are doing business, listen to me, whether we like it or not, this is a fact. Fruit is from the hand of God. You understand my point? Fruitfulness is a blessing. He said, thou shalt remember that it is the Lord thy God that's giving you the ability to get wealth. If he withholds the ability, then you will never get anything. Therefore, in life, you don't have to be reasonable. You have to be obedient. You have to be accurate in your understanding of biblical principles. Last year, we talked about biblical financial management. It's very important everybody understands that thing. This is a fact of life. If God doesn't bless your work, it will not be blessed. And if he starts blessing it, he will never get tired of blessing it. And you know, I was telling Kingsley today that our prayer has worked. He said, what? I said, now you can get original plugs in the market. I found out that government has clamped down on this dumping of every kind of fake products into Nigeria. You know, CDs are very hard. I told you I was finding it very hard to get CDs. Compact disc. He said, yes. It's because right now, to ship anything to the country is tight. Because government has finally decided to fight this issue of dumping. Everybody imports useless and absolute nonsense materials and sells it. Because they told them it is the fastest way to make money. One of the commonest things you hear around. And any believer that repeats it, oh God, frustration will never depart from his house. Listen to this. You enter market, anything they do wrong, what do they say? It's business. Once you say that, you will never prosper as a child of God. And listen, and in any market where exists one person that refuses to repeat that nonsense, everybody else around will collapse because of him. Listen, what God is looking for every time is a righteous standard to lift up so he can bring everybody else down. Do you get my point? What God is looking for, I will close with this, is the righteous standard to lift up. After that, he brings everybody else down. A lot of times when God tolerates nonsense, it is because there is no option. See, all these politicians are wicked. Let me tell you the truth. Let me tell you this as a matter of fact. All these Christians you are thinking about, they are nonsense people, most of them. No, you know why? Just talk to them. If you appoint an average believer into office, it is hard for us to remember saying I'm Christian. Brown was telling me about the governor of one very important state in this federation. I shall not say more than that. Who was a certified believer. That is, people say they have been to meetings before where the man was praying in other tongues. No, I'm not talking about the former Anambra one. That's another case on his own. That one was backsliding before he entered office. This one, this is after the man became governor. Listen to this. His church excommunicated him for adultery, not for chopping money. Meanwhile, if God had made a Muslim a governor, would have been crying. That is, no, you know, I was happy when I heard about that church. Your governor is your problem. We have our rules here. Any man who is not repenting of evil works, we are kicking him out. That the day he came to church with his commissioners, when the chaplain finished with him, he said, the man's wife came to church and reported, my husband is indulging in adultery. And they investigated and found that it was true. So they excommunicated him. They didn't care that I was the governor. Listen, the problem God has, that's why I teach like this all the time, and we'll go on and announcing these things. That, listen, don't be fooled. I was listening to Pastor Paul, one tape I had some time ago. He said, the cry of the poor is usually a cry of hypocrisy. He was quoting from Job. They cry because of the arm of the oppressor. But nobody says, where is God my maker? Most of the people that are crying are wicked people at heart. I had an experience recently. I did not know that it was possible for a man to exist and will not desire the progress of anybody. I never knew it was possible. That a man will sit down and preside over people not making progress and feeling very self-righteous in it. For the first time I looked, I told somebody, this guy is evil. God is my witness. Now I am understanding why men have to die suddenly for some people, for some nations to move forward. I made excuses for people like Abacha all the time. Now I understand, men can just be simply wicked. But you see such people, the religion on their heads. Religion. Listen, Abek, I've taken your time. Let me close the things I'm saying. I'll continue my points next time. But what I've tried to explain today is this. The Bible says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. If you set out in business, listen, at the point in time, banks have no go on lending money. Don't worry. Pastor Paul, you said something one of his messages I listened to recently. And to me, that was so insightful. Straight from the scriptures. He said, this battle is a battle of who wears out first, who gets tired first. He said that the beasts will do what? Wear out the saints. Are you getting my point? He said, you will reap if you do not faint. That's don't get tired is what God is saying. There are a lot of men who start businesses according to godly principles. Their problem is that they get tired fast. Because in the first year, they hardly make it through the year. They have no money. Then somebody will turn and say, see your neighbor. And your neighbor is doing iniquity. He's cheating his clients. When he's selling petrol, when he dispenses 100 liters, you know he has already dispensed only 92. And he's building a house. He has expanded his business. You that is walking in righteousness, they look and say, see, you say you are being smart. You know what Satan is trying to do? He's trying to wear you out. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is, you are using godly principles. What all he's trying to do is to wear you out. And you know the thing about God? God gives him the power, the ability, for some time, to see whether you will wear out. Listen, until the man says, even if I die, that is, if this business dies, let it die. I will not stretch forth my hand to iniquity. One of my colleagues, when I was serving, the only one I had there actually, then, he was the chief abortionist of the whole place. One day, one soldier who was there too said, Doc, don't worry. When this guy goes, you two will start making a lot of money. I said, from what? How is he blocking me from making money right now? Please, listen to the next series of broadcasts we have on air. They're very, very insightful. Because while I was preaching, I understood again myself the meaning of the word patience. You should go and learn patience. I said, what is he doing right now? And I said, he says, one cornering all the cases. Which cases? Blood money cases at the crease. Now, why am I telling the story? One day we're talking with the guy.
He said, as a house officer, his friends in Enugu here, or was it Enugu or Nanisha, where it trained here in UNEC. He said, as a house officer, his friends were also doing termination of pregnancies. And he, because of his religious background, said no. And when people come to him, he explains to them that he doesn't for religious reasons, for his faith's sake. But then he doesn't want them to get to the hand of quacks, so he refers them to his friends that he knows that does these things. He now said that they will even bring money to him, you know, like a cut from the business. They cut him some portion. And he will refuse. Now, this is a man who in less than a year, he became the consultant too. Consultant terminating everything. Don't know human beings. Money. When Bible says the love of money. He told me that himself. That he too, he didn't used to do it. Why did he start? Because he got worn out. Resisting. Because why not doing it? A shoe they need vulcanizer. You know that kind of shoe that they go cut. No. You know vulcanizers really attack shoes also. You know, go around, look. You see shoes that is tired, they cut. And then use hot stove, you know. Organize. So his shoe needed organizing also. So the kind of shoe that he can walk on the side like this. Ah! The man look him. In France, they buy television. He get. Now, first time I'm sure, after he did the first one, he didn't sleep that night. But there is what is called the searing of the conscience. The more you iron it, you put iron over it, the conscience is dead, is getting deader and deader. And I laugh to myself. So, he didn't do it then, but then by the time I met him, he was the ogre, the specialist. Man, guys will make money. That's why Jesus said, they will not overcome. If they refuse to despise their lives, even to the point of death, they won't overcome. You know the interesting part? The current day Nigeria, not too many years after them, he doesn't need that to make money. Then, I was a doctor also. Things were tight. I know. I mean, I did a house job on salaries of between 700 and 900 naira a month. And don't tell me things were better then. I keep on telling people. The pair of shoes I wore that time was 3,000 bucks. I'm not joking about that. That is, I didn't buy it then when I finally got money. This is not a joke. Nobody had a television as the whole building where I was, house officers. The only person that had one TV brought from somewhere was one old-time black and white. Color TVs were all over the place, though. Are you getting what I'm going to say? Color TVs were like 5, 6, 7,000 naira at that time. I paid you 900 naira a month. No, that's a fact. That's the way things were. I mean, well, what did we do? We took pride in it. Kingsley, where are you? Well, I was telling you today. Now people complain. I said, listen, in life, I have gone past some things now. I thank God for that. All right? I can afford to wear expensive shares now. I thank God for it. But in Lagos here, I bought shares for 200 naira to Shudi. They were not new. They were used. For your information, I was a resident doctor. As people grumble, that country is bad. I look at them, holy thief. May God not punish you. No, I'm telling you. So what is it? Listen, there were times, I said one day I stepped into water, my shoe had caught under, I didn't know. Even then I even had money, I was using all my money, buying Bishop Oyedepo tapes, buying books, buying Kenneth Hagin and just buying materials. All of this world, you chop free of charge today, you think it's free? No, it's true. Some of you owe me shoes. Those days I didn't wear shoes. For the world I'm giving you now. Well, go and buy me some good my money shoes. Are you getting my point? No, listen. That's the fact about life. But then, will I, because of that, put my hand into committing abortions? Like we do in my place. We go roll on like this, and I push her for back. You know that kind of thing, that's Yoruba for you. We'll carry on and go back. Say, hey, the thing's behind me. Say, no. What Satan tries to do is to wear you out while you are standing in righteousness. He will ensure you go hungry. And God will be watching, waiting for the person who will not, you know, budge because of the attrition of the devil. Are you getting my point? The principles that will bring you out as the light of the world, when you start, they will give you problems. Look, our time is gone. We'll continue on this matter next time. Let us pray. Slayo, please, can you just come and help me out here?